of us are tempted by Christmas cookies and other sweet treats this time of year, but our next guest says if you want a health alternative, nuts are where it's at.
Laura Isaacson is a registered dietitian with Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, and she's here to give tips on turning nuts into a delicious daytime snack. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So it wasn't very long ago that nuts were thought of as a bad thing, and you weren't supposed to eat too many of them, but it seems like things have turned around, huh?
Well, nuts are full of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. So those are the healthy fats that are actually good for your heart, and they help to lower your LDL cholesterol, which is your bad cholesterol. So actually including nuts in your diet is good for your heart.
What about the fat? Do we have to worry about the fat in nuts? That's always what you hear sometimes when I say to people, but nuts are healthy, as I'm scarfing down nuts. And they say,
right,
but they're high in fat.
They are high in fat, but the types of fat that are in nuts are more healthy for you than saturated fats, which are the types of fats in animal products. So it's important to include nuts, but because they are high in fat, they're really high in calories as well. So just be mindful of the portion that you're eating. And an appropriate portion of nuts is 1.5 ounces, which is about a handful. So if you are going to have some nuts, just make sure that you eat about a handful and not much more than that.
See, that's the problem that I have. it's impossible for me to eat a handful of nuts. So, I mean, is that one of the things that's kind of edgy about nuts in general is that they may be good for you, but people are more inclined to just eat them like crazy?
Right. So what you're going to want to do, rather than just eating nuts out of a big bag or a can of nuts, you should pre-portion them out, maybe into a snack-sized baggie, so that you aren't tempted to eat more than the handful or 1.5 ounces. And so that's a really good idea for a snack. If you just bring along a little baggie of nuts and have that for an afternoon snack, that would be a good way to include nuts without eating too many of them.
In terms of which nuts, you know, you get the most nutritional bang for your buck, which nuts are the healthiest?
Well, all nuts are good for you. Walnuts are important to include in your diet because they contain omega-3 fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory and also really good for your heart. So walnuts are really good, but probably some of the other healthy nuts would include almonds, hazelnuts, peanuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, and then, of course, walnuts.
Now, this time of year, people put weird things on nuts. They put, like, you know, sugar coatings and stuff like that. Does that have a negative impact on whether nuts are good for you or not?
Absolutely. So when you're choosing nuts, make sure that they aren't covered with chocolate, sugar, salt. All of those types of things are going to make them a little bit more unhealthy for you.
But is it still better than eating, you know, a Christmas cookie if you're eating a chocolate-covered nut?
Probably, yes. In the whole scheme of things, that would probably be better. But if you were doing some baking, for example, and you were making some cookies with maybe some chocolate chips or something else like that in them, you could substitute some of the chocolate for nuts to make them a little bit healthier. And you can add in nuts if you're baking bread or doing any other baked goods this time of year. That would be a good addition to make it a little bit healthier.
So one thing about nuts is, I mean, because they have a lot of fiber in them, right?
That's correct.
So is it possible that could fill you up a little bit more if you're a little slower and you're not eating? I mean, is that part of the reason why people could wind up being healthier when they eat nuts?
Right. So we want to include fiber in our diet. Fiber is very healthy for us, for our digestive tracts. If you're trying to lose weight, which most people this time of year are trying to lose a little bit of weight, especially around the new year, fiber helps you to stay full, and fiber also helps to reduce cholesterol. So all foods that are high in fiber are important to include in your diet, and then nuts are a really great source of fiber, so that's another great benefit in addition to the healthy fats. And then another thing I haven't mentioned about nuts is that they are an excellent source of protein.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but
okay.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Laura Isaacson, registered dietitian with Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, talking about the virtues of nuts.
If you have your favorite nut recipe or some convenient snack ideas, you can post them on the Central Time Facebook page.